Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday, and that means Wayne Allen Root. War Now, you hear him every afternoon, 3 until 6, right here. And you see him at 5 o'clock on Newsmax. You read his stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And in fact, his last column I thought was a masterstroke in that it outlined, I guess you'd call it, another great week for the president. Wayne Allen Root, join us. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I am just fine. I am so excited because tonight we get to see 10 Democrat wannabes make absolute fools of themselves. First of all, I want to talk about your column, though, because this was a great week for the president. And you kind of chronicled chapter and verse of why this was so good for this president and for America.
And it drives the liberals crazy. I had like 10 emails waiting this morning, not one of them from a conservative. They were all from liberals going, I hate you, I hate you.
I love that.
It's very funny. You know you hit the bullseye when they all hate you. So, and by the way, if you open up the Las Vegas Sun today, I'm not even in the Sun. I've got nothing to do with the Sun. And there's a letter to the editor about Wayne Allen Root in the Sun. It's funny because they're even writing about me in a place where I don't have a column. It's as if I've got a column in the Sun. But they all see it, and it drives them crazy. So today's column was about the fact it was another great week in Trump land. First of all, the media, I knew the media must have known that Dan Bishop was losing badly. He was the guy running in CD9 in North Carolina for a special election in United States Congress. And, you know, he was down 17 points 3 weeks ago to the Democrat, and he wasn't even a good candidate. I'm telling you right up front, I don't think Dan Bishop's a good candidate for a variety of reasons. But the main one is that he's the guy that wrote the transgender bathroom law that was so controversial in North Carolina that many sports teams banned the state and said, we're not coming to play our events here, we're canceling our events here. Very controversial. Doesn't matter whether you agree with it or disagree with it. It got North Carolina in a lot of trouble. Therefore, he was painted as a right-wing extremist. He's 17 points down. Because he's 17 down, the media says, well, he's going to lose, so let's make sure we tell everyone in big headlines that this is Trump's big event. And if he loses, it's a bellwether, a barometer that Trump will lose in 2020, and the Republicans are in big trouble, and oh my God, they're going to lose, and oh my God, they should be hysterical. I see this day and night for 3 weeks leading up to the election. Then the election happens, and we win. Dan Bishop wins, and he wins specifically, single-handedly, because of Donald Trump, who does a rally on Monday night and gets everybody excited in the state of North Carolina. Not only does Bishop win, but Greg Smith wins right next door in CD3 in North Carolina. Another big win. We just added two more United States congressmen. What's the headline the next day? Nothing. I predicted. I was on Sebastian Gorka's national show on Salem Radio on Tuesday afternoon, and he says to me, "What's going to happen in North Carolina?" I said, "Well, I'm not going to make any predictions. The only thing I'll predict is, if we lose, it's the biggest headline in America, and Trump is in big trouble. And if we win, it'll be forgotten. It won't even be mentioned the next day." And that's exactly what happened. I didn't see one mention of it anywhere. We won both races. Republicans are doing great. We're in perfect setup to win big in 2020 over these crazy, mentally ill, loose cannon, communist Democrats. And so, great day for Trump. Great week for Trump. The new generic polls out. Who do you like, Republicans or Democrats? It was an 11-point advantage for Democrats in advance of the 2018 midterms. That's why they won the midterms. But it's now a dead tie. We've made up the whole 11 points. And traditionally, when Republicans tie in generic polls, they actually win by a landslide in the coming election. You know, because a large percentage of people who say they're Democrats don't ever go vote. You know, they're the uneducated crowd. Our crowd's intense. Our crowd is passionate. Our crowd comes out to vote in very high numbers. And so, you know, when you're 11 behind, you still have a chance to keep it close if you're the ones who go out to vote the most. If you're dead even, you actually are the ones that are going to win the election big. So that was another big thing this week. Don't forget, the Police Associations of America endorsed Donald Trump for re-election, representing 100,000 police officers. You know, everything came up good for Trump this week. Some great stats are out. 6.6 million people are off of food stamps. Believe it or not, in my column, I put 6.2 million are off food stamps since Trump became president. I got it wrong. It's 6.6 million. It's actually higher than I thought, right? And so even when I get it wrong, I get it wrong in the favor of the Democrats. So I'm being fair. But, you know, there were so many good stats. The highest prosperity in 20 years, the lowest poverty in 20 years, the lowest black poverty ever in history. I mean, if this guy Trump is a racist, I love when they call him a racist. He's like a reverse racist. He's the most incredible racist that helps black people I've ever seen in my life. Everything he does helps black poverty, helps black prosperity, helps black jobs. He's the best thing that ever happened to black people. If that's racism, I guess we need more racism in America.
Well, and you left out the Supreme Court ruling the other day. That was just yesterday. Relative to the asylum seekers.
Yes, big
major victory, right?
Yes. Now, I didn't leave it out, of course. I wrote this column 2 days ago. You know, my deadline is Tuesday for a Thursday RJ column, so it hadn't even happened yet.
You can't see into the future? Now, wait a minute.
That was a big, big win. And it's just, you know, it's funny because even when you win, it shows you how bad the other side is, how corrupt they are. The judge that ruled against us originally, that the Supreme Court overruled, should be removed from the bench. It's time to send police to escort judges off the bench who violate the United States Constitution. This liberal, and the only way I could say it, I say it on my show all the time, I'll say it on your show, he's a scumbag communist. This piece of garbage appointed by Obama thinks that he was elected president of the United States and he's in charge of our border and national security. And of course, he's not any of those things. They violate the Constitution. They let anybody in the country. They're total communists out to destroy the United States of America who think the Constitution should be shredded. And I think there needs to be some sort of law. One of my buddies, a retired major in the United States military, emailed this morning. He said there should be a new executive action by Trump. And he's exactly right. And, you know, we keep a scorecard on judges. And any federal judge who is overruled by the Supreme Court X amount of times, X percentage of times, and maybe it's like three times in a year, three times in a career, I don't know what the number is. Let lawyers and legal scholars decide the number. But when you're overruled by the Supreme Court multiple times, you need to be removed from the bench. And this guy is another guy who doesn't care about the United States Supreme Court. He's a liberal appointed by Obama from San Francisco on that cursed Ninth Circuit Court. And it's just time to stop this nonsense. When you don't believe in the Constitution, we got to get rid of you. The Supreme Court overruled him again. He had no right to ever rule that we can't use Trump's asylum rules where you wait on the other side of the border. Judges will decide, you know, we're a fair country, but you wait on the other side of the border, and if they rule against you, you never get into the country. If you don't do it that way, guess what happens? Millions of people come into the country, they don't wait for their court hearing, and they just wind up sending their kids to American schools, they get jobs in America, they disappear, they're getting cash, so there's no record of them, and you never see them again, and they're all illegally in the United States of America. So this is why you got to get rid of judges like this. They're looking to encourage the invasion of America by foreigners out to destroy our country.
One final question on the North Carolina twin victories. Does that tell you that the president is going to have coattails this time around, that he's going to be able to come into, let's say, Nevada and help our candidates here?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to try to remain hopeful about Nevada, but I'm not too hopeful about Nevada. I'm hopeful about the rest of the country. Here's the real story about Nevada. And we might, you know, listen, Trump may win in Nevada. He may drag a couple of people across the finish line, too. But in the end, here's the problem with Nevada. Democrats took control. Republicans let it happen. It's all about illegals voting. They allowed illegals to vote election after election. No one did anything about it. There's nobody stopping it. There are buses coming in from California filled with people who are literally not allowed to vote in the United States or not allowed to vote in Nevada, and they let it happen. And so they elected all Democrats in every position of power in Nevada. Once they were in, what did they pass? They passed two new rules that are going to make it very hard for Republicans to ever win again in this state. Rule number one is instant voter registration on election day. There is no time to check anybody out to find out if they're real, if they're legal, if they live at the house they say they live at, if their signature matches, if they have a driver's license. They're just going to allow everybody in the world to walk up. You know how Democrats handle voting, don't you? They walk up someone in the street and offer them $10 and a bottle of wine if they'll go vote. These are the biggest frauds that ever lived. And so now they have instant day of election voting, and they have instant automatic registration to vote at the DMV. So you walk up at the DMV, you don't speak English, you're from Mexico, you're from Guatemala, you've got nothing to do with America, you're allowed to get a driver's license, and now you don't even have to ask to get a voter registration. They automatically register you. You have to actually say, I don't want to register, I opt out in order to not register. This is what the frauds of Nevada have done. They, Democrats in power, are criminals. They should be perp-walked out of their offices and sent straight to court, and if convicted, sent straight to jail. They're guilty of trying to destroy the United States of America. What a disgrace.
More coming up with Wayne Allen Root. We're going to talk about the House of Representatives. They were busy yesterday developing articles of impeachment against the president and passing three, count them, three gun control bills. Does either issue have much of a future? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you, because trucking moves America forward.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Love Thursdays because we get to visit with Wayne Allen Root, War Now. You hear him on this radio station every day from 3 until 6. You see him on Newsmax TV at 5. You read his stuff in the Las Vegas Review Journal. Wayne, I want to ask you, yesterday the House of Representatives busy, the House Judiciary Committee exploring the, not articles of impeachment, but an impeachment inquiry. What's the difference between putting up articles of impeachment and directing an inquiry?
Well, it's all BS. That's the only difference. An inquiry means they're not even having the vote. And if they do have the vote, they can't pass it. Come on, they've tried before and they fail every time. There aren't enough votes. There aren't enough insane Democrats, because there's a certain amount of Democrats who are probably equally insane, but they're running insane, common sense, pretty even districts, and they know they're as good as dead. And I better be careful. I always qualify those words now, because some liberal will take it out of context, excuse me, of murdering somebody or wanting someone dead in the water politically. If you're in a moderate district and you vote for the impeachment of Trump, your career is over. So actually, I hope it happens. It would be very good. It's just like I can't stand Elizabeth Warren, but I really hope and pray every day that she wins the nomination. I mean, this will be a McGovern-Nixon landslide if Elizabeth Warren wins the nomination. Remember, Wall Street has become so corrupt. All they care about is government contracts and leave everything status quo so they can get rich as China takes advantage of America and American consumers and American workers. Wall Street makes billions off that kind of stuff. So they don't care about America anymore. Even Wall Street is in a panic. Jim Cramer of CNBC announced yesterday the entire Wall Street's in a panic over Elizabeth Warren getting the nomination, and they're all going to contribute against her because they fear she would destroy business in America, she would destroy jobs in America. It's a joke. Wall Street's going to put billions of dollars behind Trump, and they hate him. But they'll put it all behind Trump if she's the nominee. So you got to hope and pray that Elizabeth Warren's the nominee. And I hope and pray they vote for impeachment, because we all know the odds of it passing in the Senate of being convicted in the Senate are zero. So it's just a big indictment of the Democratic Party, not of Trump. They're all going to look like such fools, you know? It's the scariest thing I've ever seen. Didn't they ever learn a lesson, Kevin, from what the Republicans did to Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
And I thought Republicans were justified in what they did to Clinton. It wasn't over sex. It was over sex with an intern in the White House and lying under oath. They really did have a right to impeach Bill Clinton, because what he did is, you know, you talk about the Me Too movement. Any man that has sex with a woman who works for him, underneath him, with higher responsibility, the man, that woman is now considered to be almost like raped, because you put her in a position where she can't say no. Well, what do you say about the President of the United States having sex under the Oval Office desk with a girl who's like 20 years old, who's an intern? You've got to be kidding me. Bill Clinton should be in prison for the rest of his life by today's Me Too standards. So they were even right in what they did, but it doesn't matter. The American public thought it was an overreach. They thought the economy was good and life was pretty good for them. They had a job and there was some prosperity under Clinton, and so we don't want you causing this mess. And they took it out on the Republicans and they got mad, and Democrats made gains, and then Clinton left office as one of the most popular presidents ever. So you see what happens when you overreach. What exactly is Donald Trump's crime? I don't remember a girl in the Oval Office. I don't remember lying under oath. I don't remember a single crime. There's nothing that Trump ever did. This is bringing up charges over spitting in the wind. It's the most ridiculous thing in history, and it's almost as bad. There's one that's even worse, is saying he shouldn't be president of the United States because he used his Sharpie to point the hurricane at Alabama. That could be the single dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, that a president's responsible for where he thinks a hurricane's going, and if he thought the winds would hit Alabama, he's no longer qualified to be president of the United States. I didn't know that Trump was a meteorologist. I didn't know that meteorology was part of the job of president of the United States. Everybody on the Democratic side is looking so foolish at this point that they're killing themselves every single day.
Wayne, 90 seconds. The Democrats debate tonight in Houston. Who plays the senility card on Joe Biden? Is anybody on that panel, that 10-candidate panel, going to be brave enough to bring up the senility issue?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe it. But here's how you sum up what's going to happen with that debate. Look, this is my living. I make a living talking 3 hours a day on radio and TV, on national radio and TV. I should be watching this debate. I won't watch it because it's so stupid at this point to even listen to these people drone on with their communist philosophy. None of them are ever getting elected. I'm not going to watch. I'll read about the highlights and then talk about it on tomorrow's show from reading the highlights. I can't watch them debate. It's too absurd. That's how pathetic the Democratic lineup is.
Wow. Wayne, it's always good. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where you're going to be, what you're going to be talking about, where do they go?
RootForAmerica.com is the website. Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. You can listen to my show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, every afternoon right here on KBET, 790 AM. And then you can watch tonight on national TV, Wayne Allyn Root Raw, and unfiltered on Newsmax TV. So find out where you have Newsmax TV, DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems all over the country, or just go to NewsmaxTV.com at 5 o'clock Pacific time.
And don't forget to check out his commentaries every week in the Las Vegas Review Journal. It's always great stuff. Wayne, have a great weekend. We'll talk soon, pal.
Thanks, Kevin. God bless.
There you have it. That's Wayne Allyn Root joining us. I can't believe it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We are far from done. More news on Obamacare and health care. You're going to hear a lot about health care tonight in the Democrat debates. What to expect? Matt Bellis will join us from Liberty HealthShare. That's all next, live and local, now. It ain't me. It ain't me. I
ain't no senator, Sansa. 790, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
In suburban Houston, 10 Democrat presidential wannabes will be on the stage. Another Democrat debate. You know that health care is going to be a major part of this. And they're going to be floating ideas about all kinds of different socialist ways of getting you your health care. None of which will probably work. The big question is, what is the alternative? And that's why we always bring in our go-to guys when it comes to healthcare. Matt Bell is joining us from Liberty HealthShare. And Matt, first of all, what do you expect from tonight? Are we going to hear more about Medicare for all and single payer? Will there be anybody out there talking about medical cost sharing?
I haven't necessarily heard about any sudden changes in the wind when it comes to people favoring that on one particular side of the aisle. But what I'm guessing is we'll hear basically more of the same, all the things that can be given away with your money, and the whole concept of a single-payer healthcare system that doesn't address the underlying issues that plague the American healthcare system today. It just perpetuates the same system, and it doesn't really seek to resolve it, unfortunately.
Well, let me just ask you, as a guy that has been a part of the healthcare delivery industry in our country for a number of years, why won't Medicare for All, single payer, there are all kinds of variances on that, why won't it work?
Because it doesn't address the single biggest issue in terms of healthcare. It wants to address it, but it doesn't really address it, and that's the terms of cost and access. And the only ways that you gain a foothold on cost and access is if power resides in the place that it should be, and that's the individual patient. You don't have a system in a single-payer or third-party world in terms of insurance. You don't have a system where the patient is king. The patient is just there to receive whatever the squeaky wheel wants. Really, the actual levers of power are being pulled by those who are paying for it. And so if the respect is not given to the actual patient, if the power of purchase is not handed back over to the individual, the problems are going to persist. And frankly, they may persist in more and different ways.
I want to ask you, because Matt, this is what I think the bottom line is. You know, people are being priced out of the market with Obamacare. We all know that. One of the things they tried to sell us back in 2010 was the idea that it was going to bend the cost curve of healthcare down. And in fact, the cost of healthcare has gone way up. Deductibles way up. Premiums way up. When you talk about medical cost sharing, and let's get specific with Liberty Health Share, are you bending the cost curve down?
Well, because we're in a position where we're able to actually give power back to the patient, we're seeing that. In a realm where you only see costs rise, we actually see costs fall, because we have individual self-pay patients who are committed to sharing in medical costs with one another. So what does that mean? It means that we have the power of choice. We have the power to direct our own health care. We have the power to make decisions about our health and our family's health that you don't have anywhere else. And during those times that are unexpected and unaffordable, you have a community of people coming around you to help pay for your medical bills. 100% of medical bills, eligible medical bills, up to $1 million per incident. Those are the kinds of figures that we're working with. It's working today. It has worked in the past. And because of that, the benefit we see is a lower cost for healthcare because we've put the right things first, and that's putting the patient back in the driver's seat.
Again, Matt Bell is joining us from Liberty HealthShare, and I talk with people every week, it seems, people that have called for the decision guide. They've enrolled. They're a part. They're a member of Liberty HealthShare. And I'm curious, do you do any polling? Do you do any customer satisfaction polling at all?
Well, we have done so in the past, and we want to know who our members are, where they reside, and what they do and do not like. And frankly, we hear from our members on regular basis, and we try to respond whenever whenever we can and is necessary, because frankly, this is our members' program. They make the decisions about our sharing guidelines. They make votes. They make choices, what they want and what they don't want. And so we're very much attuned to what our members are saying.
And customer satisfaction, you have any numbers on that?
Well, I don't have any numbers readily available to you right now for that, but we have members who are so very happy that they've made the switch. I actually hear from them on a regular basis where they know that they've joined a community that cares, that gives them the power of decision back, and it aligns with their beliefs on how they should be able to direct their health care.
I want to ask you about getting started, because this to me is always the toughest question I get. And that is, you know, I've had it with Obamacare. I can't afford Obamacare. I'm not going to wait for the Democrats to bring single payer along. I need to do something today. How do people get started? First of all, how do they get out from under Obamacare, and how do they get started?
Well, each individual is different and unique, all into our own. We're all individual precious snowflakes that we should look into our own health care and see where our needs are, to find out if health care sharing is right for them. If it is and they're a part of a health plan already, find out when it expires. There may be costs associated with leaving a health plan early, so make sure you understand those things. There's all kinds of ins and outs of what you need to do. If you're going through the expiration process, let it expire. A lot of people have that coming up here at the end of the year. Once that goes through, you can have Liberty HealthShare ready to go for the next month that you need to have something taken care of. We're here to help you, and we can set a date that meets your needs so that you don't have to have any lapses.
Most of us, and I'm saying most everybody out there, has dealt with health insurance and the old health insurance model for decades, maybe most of their adult life. How is Liberty HealthShare different than this classic health insurance model?
Well, one, we're not insurance. We don't want to be insurance. We don't want to talk like, act like, squawk like insurance, because we don't do basically two things that insurance does. We don't spread risk. Your broken arm is not the problem of somebody else across the country. We're not there to try and mitigate the risk that people bring, and we don't pool funds. We don't put our money into a bureaucratic black hole, hopefully someday that we can get some money out of it later. We are all each individually responsible for our own health, healthcare, and healthcare bills. And so we have the power to make those decisions that we need. But like I said, during those times that are unexpected and unaffordable, we have members ready, willing, and able to help us share in medical bills. This is person-to-person cost sharing. Our money goes directly to another member who has a need. We do it all online. At the click of the button, very easy to efficient, but we're not putting our money into a big giant fund where hopefully we'll get something back. This is money coming directly from other members every single month on a very efficient, systematic basis. So we don't pool our funds and we don't spread risk. Those are the two big reasons why we're not insurance.
Hey, Matt, when I go to the doctor, I always see the signs, and regardless of whether it's a primary care or whatever, I always see these signs: we're not accepting new Medicare or Medicaid patients. Do doctors like medical cost sharing? Do they like Liberty HealthShare?
Actually, I've heard doctors who say they prefer to have members who are part of healthcare sharing because they know they're dealing with the person in charge. They don't have to deal with a bureaucratic process to try and get approval for a procedure that they know their patient needs. So they're dealing with the person right in front of them who has the ability to make the decisions on the procedures, the treatments, the types of tests that need to be done for that individual patient. And so it's very important to have that ability, but doctors love it because they're able to practice medicine again. They don't become de facto bureaucrats for the third-party payment system. So very cool to have doctors really endorse this type of payment system.
Take us through the process. Somebody says, man, this is really exciting. They get the decision guide. They check it out. They enroll. They're accepted. And then, God forbid, they get sick. They're in an automobile accident. They need to see a doctor. They need to go to the hospital. What happens then?
Very easy. They just show up. They show their Liberty HealthShare membership card. It directs the doctor and hospital how to submit the bills and where to go with those medical expenses. And then they focus on being better, getting a better prognosis, going through their tests, healing. We want our members to be able to focus on what will bring them back to full health and not about the messiness of healthcare billing.
I know you mentioned that all of us are built differently and made differently by God. The fact is that not all of us are absolutely healthy. People have diabetes, type 2 diabetes. They've got high cholesterol. They got this. They got that. Can you talk a little bit about what Liberty HealthShare can do to actually change people's lives, change their lifestyle? Can you talk a little bit about how you do that with HealthTrack?
Well, just like you said, with people who are coming to us that have lifestyle issues that they need to change, they know it, but they have been having issues on getting over that last and final hump to get to that better, healthy lifestyle. We have the ability with our HealthTrack program to help them get to that level. So diabetes, obesity, smoking, high blood pressure, hypertension, those kinds of folks do well within this program because for an extra $80 per month charge, you get a health coach. That health coach works with you on some predetermined self-set goals that whenever you reach those goals, you then graduate from HealthTrack and you retain your Liberty HealthShare membership. But it's a way we have seen with just a little bit of accountability, a little bit of coaching, you can reach goals that you've wanted to reach for almost your entire life. And that's what we're here to do for our members at Liberty HealthShare. So if you have a situation like that, don't be afraid about trying to join up for Liberty HealthShare. We take folks like that all the time and seen some significant, fantastic life change happen.
It is so cool what you guys do and the way that you have changed. You don't just provide health care. You actually change lives, which I think is so vitally important. In our final minute, though, what is the place where people start? How do they get started with this?
But just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. If you go online, you can find our decision guide right there in the top right-hand corner. Find out if this is a good fit for you because it's not a good fit for everybody. We want to make sure that this is something that you truly want to be a part of. So go there, find out the information, look through what you want to do. And if you want to sign up, you can do right there online, or you can give us a call at 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
It is always fun to visit with you, Matt. Whenever there's something going on relative to healthcare, we always want to go to our go-to guys. Thank you so much, my friend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you for having me.
There you have it. Matt Bellis, Liberty HealthShare, big-time Cleveland Indians fan. Cleveland Cavaliers fan. Well, maybe not. Maybe not now that LeBron's gone. Maybe not. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We've got 10 Democrat presidential wannabes that are going to be on the stage tonight in Houston. This is going to be big. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit nevadapolicy.org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design, project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you. Because trucking moves America forward.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now, we are coming close, we are being told, to having some consensus on Capitol Hill about gun control and how guns may, the Senate and the House may come together on a bill. Let's go to cut one, see what squeezes in. This is Richard Blumenthal. He was on with Chris Cuomo last night. He and Lindsey Graham, I guess, are trying to finalize a gun control bill. This is Richard Blumenthal last night with Chris Cuomo.
You're supposedly working with Senator Lindsey Graham to get something done on guns. The House passed a couple of more bills, a red flag variety and another background variety. Do you really believe that you can work with Senator Graham and get something done with this president?
I absolutely believe that Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, is a serious and diligent partner. After months of negotiation and crafting and drafting a bill, we are on the verge of introducing a measure that preserves due process but takes guns away from people who are dangerous to themselves or others. And I'm very proud to be from Connecticut, the first state
yes.
to adopt such a statute, an emergency risk protection order statute that enables a police officer or another law enforcement official to go to court, take a gun away from someone who is about to commit suicide or kill a spouse or intimate partner, as well as commit a mass shooting like Parkland, where, as Lindsey Graham says, the shooter all but took out an ad in the newspaper. And I believe that due process is preserved by the subsequent hearing. We've carefully crafted this law to provide grants and incentives so that more than just the 18 states that have them now will follow Connecticut's lead. And I think the White House, and specifically the president, would be denying an overwhelming seismic political dynamic. 90% of the American people favor this kind of
law. No question, but Senator McConnell won't move on it unless the president says he will. The president has been sheepish about this. He's vacillated on it. Does Lindsey Graham, who, let's be honest, has been unapologetic in terms of affixing himself to this president in terms of what the president wants, does he believe this president will come on board?
Lindsey Graham is a pretty good advocate. He's an experienced trial lawyer, as I am. He knows how to make the case. And I think what is as important as Lindsey Graham's advocacy is the overwhelming numbers of American people, almost 90%, that support emergency risk protection orders. And they work. They save lives, as do universal background checks. And our goal is to do both, I mean, speaking for myself, together, because both keep guns out of the hands of dangerous
people. Does Lindsey want universal background checks?
I'm not going to speak for Lindsey Graham.
I will. No.
Well, I think that there is a really seismic political dynamic, a political movement that's been generated by groups like Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action, Students Demand Action, Brady, Giffords, and yeah. many other groups across the country that I think has gotten the attention of the White House as well as my colleagues in the Senate. But it will be the president
now
who has to lead or get out of the way.
I love that idea. And the president will lead if allowed. You know, for years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. I just got a delivery last week. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com, KevinWall radio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. You'll get all the information you need, and you can order right there. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. Still to come, we've got a debate coming up tonight. It's not going to be two nights of debate. 20 candidates, 10 each night. It's 10 tonight in Houston. And this is going to be – I see Joe Biden as having been almost like the Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope. But somebody is going to look for the knockout punch tonight. I don't know if it's going to be Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or maybe one of the lesser lights. I will say this. This is going to be – this may be the tipping point in the Democrat race, where somebody may emerge, and it may not be Joe Biden. Who will play? Which candidate will play the senility card? We'll talk about that coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page.